USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump acknowledged the death toll of the coronavirus, which has now topped over 100,000 Americans, as a very sad milestone. He sent his sympathy in a tweet saying, "We've just reached a very sad milestone with the coronavirus deaths reaching 100,000. The tweet continues to say, "Of all the families and friends of those who have passed, I want to extend my heartfelt sympathy for everything these great people stood for and I represent." China's legislature approved controversial new security laws that exert total control over Hong Kong, a direct reaction to a pro-democracy movement in the southern region. Even before the laws were official, the U.S. government declared Beijing in breach of a policy that grants Hong Kong a large degree of autonomy. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have warned for days there would be serious consequences if China enacted the new law. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The coronavirus crisis threw at least 2.1 million Americans out of work last week, despite the gradual reopening of businesses around the country. The latest job figures from the U.S. Labor Department bring to 41 million the running total of Americans who have filed for unemployment since the coronavirus shutdowns. There were some encouraging signs. The overall number of Americans currently drawing jobless benefits dropped for the first time since the crisis began, from 25 to 21 million. And first-time applications for unemployment have fallen for 8 straight weeks as states gradually let stores, restaurants, and other businesses reopen, and the auto industry starts up factories again. Organizers officially canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its history and ending a 124-year run that had persisted through two world wars and another pandemic. The race, which draws a field of over 30,000 and had already been postponed from April 20th to September 14th, will be replaced by a virtual event in which participants who verify they ran 26.2 miles will receive their finisher's medal. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell discusses the chance for another coronavirus-related relief bill passing. And here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Kentucky Republican says the federal government has added $3 trillion to the national debt through the CARES Act, and it shouldn't make it any higher without great consideration. He says the national debt is now equal to the overall worth of the U.S. economy. McConnell says a new coronavirus relief bill should focus on jobs and schools, as he wants to see K-12 schools and universities open back up by this fall. He says the bill would look nothing like the $3 trillion quote grab bag that House Democrats passed last time. He says the next bill will fix the mistakes that were made in the CARES Act to provide liability protections for hospitals and schools.
The coronavirus has not been kind to car owners. With more people than ever staying home to lessen the spread of COVID-19, their sedans, pickup trucks, and SUVs are parked unattended on the streets, making them easy targets for opportunistic thieves. Despite silent streets and nearly non-existent traffic, vehicle larcenies shot up 63% in New York from January 1st through mid-May compared with the same period last year. And many other law enforcement agencies around the United States are reporting increases in stolen cars and vehicle burglaries, even as violent crime has dropped dramatically nationwide during the pandemic. It's a low-risk crime with a potentially high reward, police say, especially when many drivers leave their doors unlocked or their keys inside.